Hi guys, welcome back to the Have You Heard Lyrics Analysis podcast. As you all know, I'm Elle, the current curator of Have You Heard. Follow us on Instagram at haveyouheard_HYH. Follow your music needs, I guess. I'm doing bits and bobs over there, so support me. Thanks. And today is this, I guess, pseudo-special episode I have with me, as some of you might know, if you've been following it right for a long time. It started out with two of us, Shoget. And then, you know, like P Square, not like P Square at all. But, like, you know, S, my fellow co-founder, decided that content creation was not fueling her in the way that it should. And so she relinquished her place as Have You Heard, and then just became Elle. So anyway, today's a special day because I have S with me here.
Hello!
And I personally thought she was never going to come on, so this is very exciting. It took a lot of begging and convincing.
I'm yelling. Yeah. Facts, no.
Even before we started this, she almost ran away.
But guys, I'm shy.
I don't know what there is to be shy about.
I can't explain it. It's just like,
see your face.
Well, they're hearing my voice. Like, what if I say rubbish? It would not be like record of my stupidity on the internet. We don't want that.
Anything that is not said well can be edited out. Like,
fair enough.
I try and give you the most authentic content. Don't think that I'm just editing things out. I'm a lazy person, so I don't edit that much, actually. So
I'm yelling.
A lot of things. But yeah, so I have S with me today. And then I guess she can tell you a bit about herself. I don't know.
Oh,
what she's currently listening to, something.
I do not know this part. I forgot. Hello everyone, I'm S, like Elle said. Currently, what am I listening to? I've been listening to Made in Lagos for like months now, so that's a constant. And then I'm doing this thing, the Rolling Stones, like, put out this list of 500 albums that are like the top albums of the entire history of mankind. And I started listening to them last year, but then I took a break, and now I'm back on that. So I think I'm on the 16th album currently. But yeah, I don't know. Made in Lagos and the 500 album list. I think those are like my main things going.
S is like in my worst nightmare.
I'm screaming.
I don't like listening to albums.
I love albums, like, genuinely. It's just a whole complete vibe. Play this.
I'll listen to 15 songs only to ever go back and listen to like four.
But that's like that fair. Like, you know, it's like the experience, and then you learn the one that you like. Do you get?
I hate wasting of my time. I hate this with everything.
I was screaming.
But yeah, so I guess that's what she's listening to. What have I been listening to? I don't know. Let me open my.
Tell the people, put us on.
It's probably nothing that people don't already know. The last thing I listened to was You Somebody, the cover that these people did.
I don't know what song that is.
You Somebody, it's originally by like Kings of Leon or someone. It's been covered many, many, many times. Mm. And they did one of the many covers of it.
The name sounds like I should know it, but
you've probably seen people like post the artwork.
Mm.
I also listened to Squander by Fals and Niniola. That's the first Fals song I've listened to.
Fals and Niniola have a song together?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm so out of the loop, man. What?
It's kind of catchy. It's regular, you know, it's like essay, like I'm a piano.
Right.
Yeah. Nigerians should not collect that thing as our own, please.
Let's leave it. I feel like most of the time when Nigerians have tried, it hasn't slapped the way like actual South African artists, you know, make it slap. Yeah. So let's just leave it alone.
You can never be more than the person.
Exactly.
On ground. But yeah, that's what I've been listening to. As usual, I'll go into my on repeats of Spotify, and that's like Let's Get Lost by Carly Rae Jepsen.
I'm yelling. If not Carly Rae Jepsen, who?
Okay, I feel like that's an exaggeration. I only started listening to this one in like November. And she's trying like 3 songs. And then Am I Still That Special Man by P Square? I think those are like my two.
Do you know, you actually made me start listening to the old P Square again, like
My Impact.
Last year. It was the end of last year. And honestly, it slaps. Like they really did something.
They were like Usher, but like Igbo men.
Yes, they really did something. And people just aren't doing like Nigerian men aren't crying that way over love anymore. And that's really what's led to the breakdown of our society, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think I agree. Because, anyway, we did not come here to tell you about P-Square and their skull caps of that year.
Not skull caps, I'm dead.
They were literally like the Nigerian, like, ushers.
They did everything that he did. God.
I feel like if you ask them, like, they probably really love
him. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, in Nigeria, sorry, just go ahead. Never mind. I was going to say something dumb. But just go ahead.
So today's song is Bad Gang by, I think it's actually Ajebota's song. I think it's featuring Fowls. This song came out, I can't remember, but sometime within the past maybe like 5 years, 5-6 years.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, and so we're going to dive into the lyrics of this and just exploring like what is Bad Gang truly? Why it falls obsessed with bad in quotes women and other stories. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm going to start reading the lyrics and you guys know the drill by now. By the time this drops, you will know the drill. You don't know it by now. I don't know what's wrong with you. So, okay, so first, this isn't actually part of the lyrics. It's just the tagline, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Studio Magic.
I love it, honestly. Yeah. Like, it always makes me happy when I hear it.
Yes, it's What Is This Magic?
I need that magic.
I hope they're paying all these tagline
babies. The babes, right? I don't think they're paying them though. I really
hope they are, because what the hell? Even the girl that does, it's Young John, the Wicked producer. She says producer. That shit kills me to date. But anyway, for the conversation. Okay, so it starts off with Ajebota, I believe. So it says, all the fine girls have joined gang. All the good boys have joined gang. He says that twice. And then he's like, you are taking hot drinks, smoking cigarettes, wearing all black, bad gang. So let's just start there.
Oh, do I go? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, this is just like a very Nigerian type thing. Like, what exactly about hot drink and cigarettes? I'm wearing black is bad gang.
I think it's a very black for me.
Like, what exactly about any of these things is bad gang? But it's very Nigerian. We're very fake like that. So, makes sense.
I also feel like, because I was listening to it, like, before we started, and I think the song is half, like, playful.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, the things, like, for instance, our parents or, like, adults who classify as bad gang.
Right.
But then, Fowls and Ajebota is like, oh, prejudice, like, slips in there slowly. Like, they try to, like, fight it, but, like...
They had to jump out. All over. They had to jump out.
It's omnipresent. It's everywhere.
I think...
So...
That's so funny. Like, you were saying about our parents, like, Nigerian-ness, because... Honestly, I was looking at the lyrics before we started and I was just like, is this a list of the things that SARS people go out on the street looking for? Because, honestly...
Literally, yeah. Because I was like, okay, obviously, Fowls is, like, a clown, basically. Mm-hmm. You get, like, he started out doing skits and stuff. So I was like, some of this is joking.
Yeah.
Because for Christ's sake, he probably wears all black.
Right, exactly. Like, he's definitely taking her drink.
You know, I also love the phrase, like, with everything in me. I also love when people use, like, take.
Right, it's not even to ingesting something. Mm-hmm.
I'm so tickled by it. I don't know why.
Take pop.
Do you take weed?
Oh, God.
I also love how it's the fine girls that join gang.
Right. And good boys. Actually, I'm so... No.
So why is it not the great fine girls point, and actually. Fine boys?
What does this mean? So fine girls, if you're fine and you're a girl, you join gang. And then is the counterpart to that being a good boy. Is it that boys aren't fine, good boys aren't fine, or that fine girls aren't good? Like, how about what? I don't understand. Fouls.
Oh, like actually, an Elsa,
can you come and explain yourself?
That sounds like an Elsa's question. if the fine girls aren't good and the good boys aren't fine, then what is it plus?
I'm screaming facts though.
But yeah, they need to explain that actually. But yeah, I mean, the usual Nigerian things: do you smoke, do you drink, blah blah. And I mean, I've had instances in which like people have, like, I guess they thought I was a good girl. I don't know.
Right. No, I get what you mean, actually.
And then they find out like one thing about you, and then it literally pushes you over to the other side.
And then I was like, oh my God, wow, I can't believe you. And I'm just like, hello, yes, I'm a human being. What do you mean you can't believe?
Yeah. And it's like the questions change. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, like, you don't wear makeup very often. Yeah, because I'm lazy.
Like,
but then they realize you have like maybe multiple piercings. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, so do you smoke? Do you drink? Do you do drugs? Do you do? And I'm like,
it's how they take how, it like, from A to 100.
Yeah, like, interesting how the hole in my ear is what got us
right
to this point. But okay. So, well, Father Najibota, okay. They continue telling us the things that make bad gang. You're keeping late nights.
Ah, wow. L, you are bad.
100.
L, since let's join bad gang.
Like,
sorry to put you on blast.
They're keeping late nights. Putting on dreads, carrying girls, bad gang, keeping your beard, piercing your ear.
Wow.
Don't comb your hair, bad gang.
I mean, they just, it's really just such a Nigerian thing. Like, honestly. And also, can we just circle to the carrying girls? How is carrying girls like the thing? Why didn't they say carrying boys for the women in heterosexual, you know, instances? So women don't carry men, is that what they're saying?
I mean, maybe that's what they're assuming. Ohala, for who might be working like late at their office,
you get
or something,
actually,
they're keeping late nights at
do
their
you
office
actually understand? Well, how for who don't get comb to comb their hair also? Like, I'm just being unruly and now you're telling me I've joined bad gang. Okay.
Keeping your beard is an interesting one because it's just facial hair.
Right? Like, what about this like, is bad?
Yeah, like, some people just look better with beards. Like, both, I mean, fair. Like, I'm thinking of, like, my parents and, like, how they feel about, like, hair.
Yeah.
You know, like, lots of hair, like, on a guy.
My dad shaves every day, so yeah. I see how the adults will think this is bad. But also, can I just say that it seems like bad gang would be fun. Like, these people are just living their lives, being regular. I feel like it would be nice to hang out with them.
I love how you said it seems like that's not the life.
Me?
Okay. Anyway, I don't understand. This podcast is a place of honesty.
I'm yelling.
I don't like liars, so I don't want liars on my pod.
Fair enough. Bad gag do snap. It do be nice. We do catch some light fun sometimes.
I just woke up and chose to lie. Okay. Anyway, so Wala for who is putting on dreads.
Honestly.
Putting on dreads. I want your dread like a cap in the morning.
Nigerians and the way we speak English kills me.
So hilarious. Okay. And then sleeping outside, wearing tight jeans.
I mean, how exactly are skinny jeans now bad gang? No, someone needs to explain that to me.
And he says, Pelu no drink, bad gang, body count going way up. They've slipped out. Father daughter slipped out. And this was part that got me. Was a good girl, but you changed up. Suddenly, it's now like
about the women.
It's now about the women because they were trying very hard, like in the beginning, to keep it like
it was kind of balanced, kind of.
And this, and they scattered it. So sleeping outside, okay, like what if you got
right? And also, like, I'm sorry, there are lots of people experiencing homelessness in the world, especially in Lagos. Like, there's actually inequality going on. So. No, but like, I just feel like we need to be conscious of the things that we're saying. How exactly is sleeping outside? There's so many circumstances. You could be stranded. You could, you know, due to socioeconomic problems, not actually have a home. Like, there's things. I don't see.
Also, what if you're just like sleeping outside?
Exactly.
And even if you're like, sleeping outside a man's house, and
people do have like sleepovers and things, you know, just some nice friendship and then cuddling sometimes.
I don't know why Nigerians love to pretend when the population of our country clearly shows that.
We do be doing that a lot.
Everybody's
a lot of people are cuddling in the nighttime outside.
That's also why Lagos is very hot.
I'm screaming.
That's also why Lagos is always flooding.
I am screaming because it's the gateway to hell. Is that?
Yeah. And God is trying to decide if it's going to be fire.
I'm yelling. God said Sodom and Gomorrah, but like Lagos, Nigeria.
Make it fashion. Make it fashion. But Sodom and Gomorrah, but like with
I'm Nog. Screaming with Nog, yes, and their Abula. I'm actually screaming, but no, honestly, I would like to have a conversation with Ajibota and Fowles, like understand why they say body count going way up, which is like regular. Anybody's body count could be going up. And then the next line is, "Was a good girl, but you changed up." Like, honestly, hold on. Pause. How is it about a woman now? Like, how is it actually
also,
about
like,
a woman?
Why are you suddenly not? What is a good girl?
What really? Is a good
why
girl?
Why are you suddenly not a good girl?
Right.
Why are you suddenly not a good girl now that you're having sex?
Exactly. I mean, I was going to say that Nigerians like, think sex like, is bad, but then that's also a lie because they don't think sex is bad. They do be having sex all the time.
If they're having guilt,
that's true.
Guilt and
also, just to say that, like, adult people who think about the concept of body counts, you know, seem foolish to
I
me.
I don't really think they do. Oh, like, adult
yeah, like grown up like... people who consider body counts a thing are childish, foolish, in my opinion. I'm not judging anyone, honestly, like, obviously. You know, think about what you want to think about. But if you are thinking about body counts, maybe reflect on that. Why is it important to you? What does that mean?
Okay, let's see what... I believe this is foul. Mm. Yeah, this is foul. You are now dating men that is way older. Foul is actual words. And for this, you're thinking you can raise shoulder. That your high heel didn't make you... a queen diva in the Ron's Girl Club, yeah, the ringleader.
See, this is what you were saying earlier about how, like, they tried to make it balanced, but their, like, prejudice and misogyny just had to jump out later.
I feel like this whole verse might be, mostly about...
women. Like, what is the meaning? What is this actually...
The babe might not actually even be raising shoulder and like you're just
right. It might just be his own inferiority complex. Like, have you thought about that?
She's living her life, she's dating who she
maybe
wants
he's
to be.
Jealous. Okay. Actually,
and he's probably
he's
jealous.
Jealous that he doesn't have money like that. Like, honestly, how do you run like, girls come into it? What did they, like no, I just need an explanation.
Yeah, Fowles is pretty obsessed with Ron's girls. He does bring them up multiple times. I guess Ajibota.
This is their work, two of them.
He does bring literally. Like, why did he come at her high heels? Like, I don't understand what that
was. Honestly. And also, well, like Tiwa said in what song was it? Is it Koroba? Nigeria is hard. So honestly, if I'm dating older men for the money, respect my hustle and not come to this life to suffer.
And that's, I'm not hurting anyone.
Exactly.
Everyone, I don't see anything wrong with that. And he continues and he says, and when you're talking, I perceive hot drinks. You're not only watching, you're doing blue film. Why your skin, don't kill me. Why your skin multicolor if you did not use cream? You are doing pedicure, uti loshi, Jerry
I'm
Crow.
Screaming.
What?
I mean, when I think of Jericho, actually, I think of men like young Ramsey Noah, and it's not a vibe for me, but I wouldn't judge anybody. I wouldn't say like that's bad gang. Like, obviously, do what you want, but if you're a man with Jericho, please to the left.
I don't understand that you are doing pedicure part.
Like, what is wrong with pedicures, actually? Aren't those just, like, regular self-care grooming?
Or, like,
is this something that we don't understand? Is this, like, code for something? If you know what pedicure means in this context, please tell the people at HYH because I'm interested.
Don't DM me. anything rubbish about it.
No, but honestly, so now he said.
Also, why is bleaching considered bad gang? Like, is it somebody's fault that
exactly? Like, you know, there's conversations to be had about, you know, the prevalence of bleaching in Nigeria, like Beverly Nair's documentary that she did, of course. Mm-hmm. But in this case, what exactly about this is bad gang?
I don't know.
He now drags in, you're not only watching, you're doing blue film. But like, the woman is not doing the sex movie. Why did I say sex movie like that? Sex movie is weird. I don't know. Sex tape. Hey, I was looking for the... She's not doing it by herself. What do you mean? Like, what is this? I just really need to understand why he's decided to focus on women in this context. It doesn't make sense. Drag the men too.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if he's jumping back and forth, especially with
Jericho. That, like, maybe that's a man, like, one.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, Wahala, for like, who wants to make sex tape with your B, like, like, now
do you guess, like, you were just casually in the privacy of your home doing what you want, you know, feeling good with yourself and your body and your base body, and now Fowls has come to drag your leg outside for no reason. Also, can I just really say really quickly, so he spends most of this paragraph talking about the girl and what she's doing, how she's raising shoulder, all of all these things, but he will not speak about the older man that she's dating. Is he not also bad gang? I'm confused.
I mean, everyone knows that spouse's MO. It's like, attack the wrong girl, but never.
It doesn't even make sense. Like, obviously, this sugar daddy is the ringleader of the bad gang. You know, he's funding the experience. Why is his name not being called over here?
I also feel like people associate, back to the bleaching part, I think people associate, like, bleaching with, like, people they assume are, like, Ron's babes or, you know, like, bad bitches.
That's so interesting.
Because Rizim, you know, has told people that. And there are bad bitches, like, Nigerian bad bitches that we know, like, on the internet and stuff that have bleached. So it's not, like, an inaccurate, like...
Yeah.
But they, like, solely bleaching.
Exactly. It's not that, just about that. That's, like,
yeah. Okay, then he says Otilu's body counts at the age of 24. First of all, that's a very specific age.
Like, I'm 24. What?
Literally?
I don't feel comfortable, Fowls. Leave me alone.
Like, and also, when he says Otilu's body count, does he mean, like, you've lost track body of your body count? Like, because he didn't really explain
That's so interesting.
He said, "You are going as so rock like she almost anything."
That's funny.
I feel like, for me, I feel like that is an attack on men, because apparently that's like an Abuja thing. Like, all the boys hanging around, like,
oh really,
are actually like,
oh, that's so interesting. Because the when you said that, I thought he meant like an actual child of the senator. So, like, you're hanging around these spaces, like, you're going to see your parents and stuff, but you're not, because you're going to see, like, a fructose, sucrose. Let me stop. Sugar daddy or sugar mommy?
She said lactose. And I was like,
that's not right. But yeah, I thought he meant, like, actual biological parents, sorry, child, but clearly... That's not what the people in Abuja are doing. Very interesting. Abuja people, stay your secrets. Just an aside.
I told someone that Abuja was a den of iniquity, and they had the audacity to try and, like, be shocked. And I was like,
I mean, we've all heard the stories.
I don't know why you don't know much about your city. And then they tried to, like, retaliate and be like, well, but isn't, like, Lagos? I was like, but Lagos,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. No one in Lagos ever deny it. We carry these things to our chests. We know who we are.
Like, we're not ashamed. I was like, did I in this conversation anywhere say that Lagos was not
Yeah, we know who we are.
And that's on
Mary. I'm screaming, how did that thing come to be? I keep seeing it on the internet and I don't understand.
It's from the guy who does Money Reserve. Somewhere in like his little speech, he says something, and that's on Mary.
I'm actually screaming. What even is the logic on Mary had in his whole
life? I don't know, but it is funny. Okay, let's see. Child of the world, you have spoiled to be called. Charles loves that.
That's the name of his other song. That's also about a girl, but let's not get into that.
We should definitely, I was thinking about that earlier when I was washing my grapes. We should definitely analyze Child of the World because I have a lot of issues
the story, with the storytelling.
Yeah, so
we'll get take your problem with women to therapy because I don't understand.
You have spoiled to be cool. You have joined bad gang. You have joined secret cults. Cult has now entered the chat.
This is how that man on Twitter said the feminist women were a coven, a cult. Is this the thing? Like, how do we go from bad gang to secret cult? What's going on?
I feel like once you call something a cult, you put like a target on people's
because
back.
Like
any.
Yeah, we have such like a visceral reaction to like people that we think are doing like evil, bad, like spiritual adjacent things. So when you actually say someone has joined the secret cult, like please, that's heavy.
Almost.
That's very heavy.
Okay, and then Ajibosa's part, which I thought it was kind of wild that he went first. He did like the chorus. Well, Charles did the first verse, but anyway. He says she wants to be a musician and lyrical. What's wrong with me? Anyway, let me just continue. Don't believe in love. She's cynical. Don't do emotion.
My babe.
Physical. Says there's no point like integer.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. But I think, okay, what? Why? I thought men were always forming. Oh, women people are always coming with your emotions, blah, blah. Now she wants to do only physical.
Right. Now she's doing what people say you want and is bad gang. Making mixes. Why? The math isn't my thing.
Like, okay, she doesn't believe in love. That's probably.
Right. Like, have you seen love, quote unquote, around the world? It's not.
That's
the PR isn't doing too
what,
good.
What is said to be love? Yeah, what is said to be love around the world? Have you seen it?
It's not looking good.
Also, she wants to be a musician. Why
is that bad? Someone can't pursue their dreams and their passions anymore. Like, what is actually going on? No, I need an explanation. L, like, tell me, what's the problem?
Why people cannot
pursue
their dreams? That one is beyond me. I mean, I don't know. Says sunglass in the night time. Sorry, that's the next line. Okay. Anyway, sunglass in the night time. Tattoo on her backside. Spaghetti strap. Pelu bomb shorts. Indian hemp. Pelu hard drugs. Kule Paris school. Yeah, dropouts. Looking for a job. Kule workout. I think that's like the last
right,
of what
before
he
the course.
Before he goes back into the
course. Like, again. You know, a bunch of his stuff is also just about the girls, you know, the women. And I don't understand. Sunglass in the nighttime. Why are you calling women about this? There are men who are wearing sunglasses to their weddings. Drag them instead.
I think in this section, he's really trying very hard to go, like, back and forth. And he's not doing very well. Because he could have said, like, tattoos.
Right,
because he made it a point to say tattoo on her backside. But it's like, men have hella tattoos also. So, like, why is this thing? I guess the hard drugs.
Indian hemp.
Who dropped out
like,
of school?
You can't just, you know, not be compatible with traditional institutions. Now you're a bad gang member.
Like, well,
I'm screaming. Okay, I'm sorry. Can I just say, looking for a job, calling work out. Like, hello. Have you seen Nigeria? Unemployment is high.
I wonder, is that related to being a dropout?
A like, job you because a job you're a dropout. Okay, fair enough. Because like you can't say
but even then,
that
like,
the person looking for a job is bad gang. There's unemployment in the land. There's no work.
Imagine somebody job searching and not their bad gang. Like, that's so unfortunate.
Like,
to
please
me.
Leave them. They're trying.
Every day. Sunglasses in the nighttime just means you're right.
It does. But also tell the men, because it's actually like everyone, if you're listening to this and you're planning a wedding and on your outfit plan or whatever for your wedding, a sunglasses, take it out. Take it out. There's no reason why your wedding pictures should have you in sunglasses. Stop it. Nigerian men, I'm telling you, people.
Also, if you are getting, no, not even married, if you're just like out and you're not doing like business with people who live on a different continent, for instance, I think you should take your
Oh, absolutely.
Out.
It's very tacky. Don't have There's your just no reason for it. Like, why are you out amongst people socializing and then you have AirPods? Like, what is that? Who are you talking to?
Are you waiting on a business call? Like,
if you're waiting on the business call, you put them in when the call. Like, what? What is it? It's not that hard.
I think it was Teddy A that had AirPods in at his wedding.
Wait, is that the guy from the previous Big Brother that got married to the other girl? Yes, yes, yes. I think I remember that picture. I was like, who are you talking to?
I was like, this is not a fashion.
It's really not. Like, who are you talking to? Why are you doing this right now? Anyway, Fowls and Ajibota. Ajibota said spaghetti strap, bello bomb shorts. This is literally my secondary school. What do you call them? The rules. These are things you're supposed to wear. Because apparently, women's underarms seduce men. Sorry, what did you say?
I said, thank God I didn't go to secondary school. I did not let y'all know I'm a prodigy. I went to college. I didn't attend high school.
You said I'm a prodigy. Like, wow. But basically, like, spaghetti strap, what about this?
Literally,
like, of all the things, of all the clothing items you could possibly say is bad gag, is spaghetti strap. It's hot. It's hot.
Yeah, Lagos is too hot for you to not let people wear their spaghetti strap.
Also, the fact that it's spaghetti strap, that's just hilarious. I don't know. I feel like it's only Nigerians are here called it spaghetti strap.
I think that might actually just be our thing, because I'm trying to think if I've heard like other people like call it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I shouldn't think so. But yeah, wahala for who wears bomb shorts.
It's honestly too hot. I feel like, and I think this is maybe like a larger Nigerian thing, but all of our like roles and cultural norms don't apply to where we are in society. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Being covered up doesn't really bind when it's like.
Yes, and you're just south of the Sahara Desert. It's like, please, let's have some awareness of who we are and where we are.
Let's have some awareness. So I guess, those are the lyrics. So the questions now, what really even like is a bad girl or boy? And what is this very like weird binary of like bad girl, bad boy? And how people struggle with like where to put people.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't know what a bad gang is, because I'm not bad. I'm a good person, actually. And I feel like on the last day, I'll be in heaven. So I really don't know. But what I will say is that the thing that stands out to me, and I think it's also like visible in this, is that sex and sexual things are only bad for women. Like, I think we saw throughout the lyrics where they're talking about things like putting on dreads or going out late at night. That's like, I think, could apply to anybody. But the only time when they're talking about like sleeping around or stuff like that is always related, or like body counts, always related to women.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, grow up. No, for me, it's just always like, and I think they used to say this thing when we're in primary school, what a man can do, a woman can do better. But But what I would say now is that anything a man can do, a woman can do. Like, it's not worse or better if it's a woman that's doing it. There's no virtue just because of your sex, of your biological sex, that, like, then when you do something, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe a woman would do that. Like, I'm actually just a human being. It's all the same blood and bones that you have, that I have. Like, why can't I do it?
Exactly.
It's just a very huge double standard. And I think, like, Nigeria is one of the most patriarchal societies. So you see that, but it's that, sorry, double standard even more clearly. But it's like, can you actually let us rest?
And I feel like our religious influence, I guess, as a country really contributes to the whole, like, sex being a very big part of people being part of, like,
yeah, definitely,
because every small thing is like purity culture.
Yeah, no, that's actually so true.
And save yourself for marriages, which obviously a lot of that stuff is targeted at women. Nobody's ever really expecting guys to save themselves for marriage.
And something else is is the idea that, like, you know, this song came out, it was fun for the most part and everything, but, like, there are real consequences to cultural norms and beliefs that people carry, because, you know, like I mentioned earlier, this is literally the checklist that SARS goes out to looking for, like, all the time. And it's just, you know, the whole, all the protests happened and everything, and there's, like, this divide between the older people and the younger people. But the truth is that Nigeria, as a large society, particularly with the religious stuff that you talked about, we really believe, you know, people need to have virtue, and to be virtuous and to be good is to not, like, drink alcohol or do any of all these things. And it would be fine if it was just an opinion, but it affects real people's lives. Like, people have died, people lose their life savings, lose their work, lose a lot of things because of all these, like, silly ideas of what it means to be good or bad. And we need to grow up as a country, honestly.
I definitely, because I was prepping for this episode, I was like, you know, there are probably going to be people who listen to this and be like, come on, guys, like, Fals and Ajabota were joking, blah, blah, blah. You see, like, oh, it's lighthearted. And I literally said that in the beginning. I was like, Fals, like, he literally is a comedian. Like, he used to make skits and stuff. So I was like, yeah, I can tell there's, like, a joking aspect to, because a lot of these things, they probably fall
into the category
of, like, Fals literally has dyed hair. You get what I mean? Like, so it's not far-fetched, but, like you were saying, there are very serious consequences for these things, especially because if you believe, I saw this a lot during, like, NSAS, where people are like, well, like, dress how you want to be addressed and stuff. And I was like, if you believe somebody should be, like, arrested, tortured, harmed in any way in society because of how they're dressed or what they do or something like that, like, they should live their life for it, I think you need to go back to the drawing board. And if you're backing that religiously, which a lot of people do, it's like, oh, the Bible, etc. I think you should also go back and examine what you think Jesus was about. Right,
exactly.
Before you use that to, like, justify people literally being, like, robbed and tortured and killed. So there's that. The binary of the good girl and the bad girl. Because there isn't really one for good boy, bad boy. I don't really hear that one very often.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's like wife material, non-wife material.
You're actually so right. Like, women are, like, placed in this category. Like, I think that men and even women, like, meet another woman and instantly just, like, okay, what type of person is she? Is she a good girl or is she a bad girl? Like, place her in one of the two categories. But like you said, men literally just exist as themselves. There's no good man, bad man, unless, like, maybe so you find out a specific thing about a person. Like, maybe he cheated. And then maybe there'll be a couple of people like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. But then there's other people who are also just like, hey, well, men will be men. Or, you know, he still comes back to you at night. You are the real one that he chose. All these silly things. Well, basically, it's very tiring, I think, as women, to, like, be conscious of people constantly like trying to decide who you are, because you know, as much as we, at least for me and I think a lot of my friends, we try to live our lives the way we want and not think about what other people are saying, but how other people perceive you and how they react to who they think you are also affects your life, you know, because especially if you live in Nigeria and you live in Lagos, then like your parents' friends, your bosses, like what they see, what they think about you actually affects the life that you end up having. And so then you have to constantly be like, maybe folding yourself. Maybe you go out at night, but you don't come back too late. Or you, I think I've heard this one recently that a lot of young girls like try to get married quickly so they can leave their parents' houses. So they don't have to like, keep doing the thing of like coming home late from their boyfriends, like whatever, all of that. And I think it's just so interesting and it's so stressful because life in itself is like stressful, having to work every day, you know, for survival, stuff like that. But then you add on all these extra like appearances that women have to keep up just to, you know, live a good, comfortable life. It's quite ridiculous. And then you think about the financial like aspect of it, you know, either you're like a middle class, upper class type woman, and you have access to opportunities and resources because maybe your father, you know, is a certain type of person, sent you to school. So even if you get married, you know, you have something of your own and that's good. But if you're a lower class person, you literally have to tie your life to a man almost. Yeah. And the almost like the key to that, the thing you have to give in exchange for that like acceptance or that protection is this goodness, this, you know, Proverbs 31 woman type thing. And honestly, like, miss me with that.
Here's the funniest thing.
I have no idea what the verse is.
What you said? I feel like there's something about, let me know.
I'm yelling.
Okay, I don't know what it says. I just see people like putting like when the engaged.
I'll be
like
honest. I have no idea what the verse is. I just know that it's like the thing that women apparently should aspire to.
Another thing for me is like human beings are very complex. Mm. So to try and place someone on either side of your boundary, you will struggle. Mm-hmm. You will definitely struggle, and that's where a lot of people find themselves. Because it's like, okay, I looked at this person and there's this very Nigerian like equation of if someone, let's say, is in school or does well academically, it's like academically like I don't know.
Yeah.
That makes them like, good in something. Being like smart is equated with being nerdy, which is equated with being good. And I always find that so hilarious because I was like, literally some of like the most brilliant people I know do a lot of
these. You would consider that bad. Mm-hmm.
Like, we are all taking drinks. We are keeping late.
You speak French now?
I mean, I said the smart people.
Like, yelling! Oh, good one, good one. Fair enough.
When you said to say who's
going
to
argue,
so they intend but you get I've seen people who graduated from MIT. At
least I've like, they've so, done things that like, I can't speak of. Like,
people who went to Harvard, people who went to Stanford, like. So it's very, like, you will struggle if you keep trying to put people in a binary. And also, that's just very restricting.
It is very restricting. And I think maybe it's a Nigerian culture thing in general, actually, that people just aren't allowed and don't expect other people to leave their full truths, like, just out in the open. Like, you have to show only one side. You have to be only one type of thing or do one type of thing, be one type of person. And it's... I mean, it's like a self-imposed prison and we're all just like reinforcing it on each other. Like, you can't be free. I'm not free. You too, you will not be free. Everybody, we're just living in bondage. Yeah. Constantly.
All of us living in bondage.
It's very... No, the thing you said about human beings being complex is so, so true.
Because a person can be many things. Very, very many things. So if you try and place them in a binary, your brain will start to
And the thing I'm thinking about now is also maybe just like the guilt that people who, you know, decide to live out these complex lives like feel. because, you know, you've been taught all your life that being a good, quote unquote, responsible person is not partaking in hot drinks or like putting on.
I love how you're choosing to keep saying hot drinks. It's my favorite thing.
Or like putting on dread or going clubbing or stuff like that. But then, you know, you become a young adult and it's like fun for you. So you do these things. But then you love your parents, for instance, or like you love like the adults around you. And now you're like feeling guilty that you're doing this thing that you enjoy, but that they think is wrong, that you've been taught to feel is wrong. Like there's this almost like internal battle that you're dealing with. It's hard, I think, being a Nigerian.
And I think when in general, a lot of these things, objectively, if you strip them of like whatever like connotation society has put around it, objectively, these are not bad.
Right.
It's like going out and like dancing with your friends, with music.
Right. Where's the harm?
It's objectively not a bad thing.
Like, what is bad about that?
But somehow, like, yeah, but somehow, like, clubbing is like the hallmark of like being bad because, oh, I guess because it contains everything. Yeah.
A lot of hot drinks,
keeping late nights, you know, drugs. So, like, everybody's kind of like, that place is like the harem of bad things. But objectively, like, going out for a night to dance and have fun with your friends,
it's just regular. I think we need to abolish the concept of bad gang. Like, if bad gang isn't going to mean like the actual vices in our society, like domestic violence, you know, pedophilia. There are lots of Nigerian men, I'm sorry. Not like a lot, but like it's a thing in our society.
It's very rampant. So, I mean, who's doing it?
Exactly. So, like, if that's not what bad gang is going to mean, then let's abolish the concepts because, you know, I'm sorry, this list is not bad.
Yeah, wearing all black. Well, for who wants to look sophisticated?
Like, maybe that's my style. What do you mean?
Like, you just want to
just look a little bit of pageants, and now they're saying
they said that you're part of bad
gang. So now they're saying you're bad gag. I feel like we need to abolish it. Also, like, just a piece of advice for Ajibota and Fowls and all the people who want to do music in future. I don't know anything. Don't take me seriously. But also, like, maybe call out the people who are doing bad things in life and leave young people or even old people, because old people do be drinking hot drink also, which is so funny. They do drink hot drink all the time, but, like, they'll stay your bad gang for it. Anyway, leave people who do these things alone and face the people who are actually a menace to our society. We have many problems. Many, many problems.
Yeah. I think also you just brought up like a good point of like a lot of the adults we know are And for a country that really doesn't actually have a legal drinking age or a legal age to go to the club, where exactly is the issue with people in their 20s?
Exactly, like, because
let's just put it that Nigeria's thing is 18.
Let's go with 18. Okay. I'm so sure, and I think this is probably true for a lot of people, they had their first drink or taste of alcohol way before 18. That. Like, if that's the age, way before 18. All those parties, late nights, Christmas, whatever, then your uncles are all around the table, they're laughing, drinking. They go, oh, come and have a sip, come and taste. That's how I tasted palm wine, come and taste. Oh, you've not tried it, come and try. I remember how old I was. But, like, yeah, so many people are having these drinks and these experiences with the adults in their lives. That it's wild that now I'm older, I'm actually now an adult, and suddenly it's a bad thing that I'm doing. Why can't it?
like, just as we're going, I'm like, I'm looking like different things. But I grew up in a Baptist church, just you guys that. If you know Baptist people, very judgmental. I'm screaming. Probably to me, probably like one of the most judgmental denominations. But anyway. And there was this way they used to preach in church that almost made it like, for being a teenager or young adult, just by existing as a teenager or young adult, you are inherently bad and sinful. there's that very specific part of your life where like society is on your
right neck
for you to not like fuck up and like dishonor
I'm
your family.
Yelling. I think,
and it's this thing like, what? I'm literally just existing as a teenager or 20 something trying to like figure this life out and trying new things. I'm, you know, I'm interested in things, I'm nosy about what's going on. But like, why am I not here?
No, you make a very good point. I think that that ties to this concept in the different religions, really, that being human and the human desires for like fun and pleasure, you know, the carnal part of ourselves is just like inherently bad, and we need to like squash it and suppress it completely. And I think that's like the roots of all the problems, that in trying to be religious and reach for the divine, we consider our human nature to be bad. So anything that you do that satisfies that human nature or that fuels it, you know, is bad. But it's also ridiculous because Nigeria is such a like enjoyment centric, like live life to the fullest type of society. So it's funny that at the same time we're beating down on people who are doing these things, where like being bold and out there and colorful is literally at the center of most of our cultures. Like if you go to all the different cultures, like celebration and festivals are like a huge part of it.
Yeah,
but you know, that's all colonization. That's literally what I was about to say. Everything leads back to colonization,
because if you think about it, like Christianity and stuff are not ours. Like we were not doing that before like the white man showed up. And I think, because I was about to be like, yeah, then Nigerians are probably just in like hella internal turmoil all the time, because you want to be your fullest, you know, most robust self, but then religion is telling you that
that wanting that is bad.
And it's like, well, yeah, and it's like, well, if that's something that wasn't already here before and was brought, then that's on Mary had a colonized.
The little lamb was white. It's actually what it is. It was white. That's all I have to say on that.
It was white. So yeah, there's definitely that. But what was my last thing? I guess just in general, what is this obsession with wayward women in Nigerian music? Mostly, and of course, it would be mostly Nigerian male musicians, because they greatly outnumber female musicians. Someone else, because obviously we called our files on Ajibota ETC, but someone else who, you know, I love, but I'm not a believer in like you love somebody and you don't call them out, is MI.
Yes. Oh my God.
MI somehow managed to like skate under the radar during this
long time. Yes. But then I think the thing that finally got me was that his song Lekki. I was like, okay, get this Lekki man out of here right now.
Lekki was the first time a lot of people clocked he was doing it. And I was like, those are the ones that we've been in. This is MI. Fast Money, Fast Cars.
Oh my God, that is so true. Money, that's
cars.
Like that's
Fast Money, Fast Cars is all about basically being a runs girl.
Nah.
And what was, there was a line, oh my God, I'll see if I can remember, but there's a line that was basically like, dignity or like respect is all you have, like ashawuna ashawuna.
Wow. Oh my God, that's so true. I remember that line.
There's literally a line in this one.
Get this one out of here. What? But yeah,
even there was another song where he was like, no bra, no pants, just showing off your body. It was on that Chairman album. I don't know if it was Bad Belle, one of those songs, as you guys can say, one best in ever
lyric. H doing the work. Yes, music connoisseur. I see you.
But like, this is literally his work. And it makes me so
I'm dead. I mean, men will always embarrass you. Don't be embarrassed for them.
Men will embarrass themselves. I am no longer taking the shame of men.
This is what we're doing.
I did not write those lyrics. MI will disgrace himself. I'm not involved. But yeah, MI is one. I feel like Olamide probably has
something
like,
here or there.
Yeah. But I feel like Olamide, I don't know, but from the songs I'm remembering, Olamide almost like likes it. Like,
kind of like a whiz kid that's like reveling in the bad gangness.
In the bad, yeah. Mm. Like, one song where he was like basically like the girls in like UK like or something, like he likes things like that, like Olamide is like please yes
yeah no that's fair. I think I mean, first of all, is the fact that men always feel like they have the right and the knowledge and the expertise to speak on women and to speak like they're just, you know, older and wiser, like Sound of Music would tell you that they can say, you know, that they can choose and say what's good and what's bad for women because they never actually like address other men. It's always women that they have something to say about. I don't know why musicians sing about this in particular, because like this is not top 10 of the like main issues in Nigeria, neither like in terms of entertainment or in terms of, okay, you want to sing about the problems of the country. Like, it's not that spicy. I don't know why they keep coming back to it. Or maybe it is spicy, that this is what Nigeria men talk about.
Yeah, and I think also, just thinking of Nigerian media in general, even in, like, Nigerian movies, like, they love a story of, like, a good girl that went bad and they, like, paid the consequences.
That's literally all Nollywood.
Yeah, that's literally all the Nollywoods are about, like, Chioma.
Yeah, oh my God, you remember Blackberry Babes?
I can't remember her new last name. But, like, yeah, you know, she would be, like, innocent and, like, crying and stuff.
And in Kiri Subana's, it's also that thing we're talking about, the good girl versus the bad girl. There'll always be the one who's, like, innocent, you know, crying house girl type, and then the other one who's coming to influence her. I guess it's just a reflection of larger Nigerian society then.
Yeah, and I think even in our parents, like, maybe not in our parents' time, but maybe, like, people who are now, like, in their 40s, late 30s. In their time, they too had the things that were like markers of
fashion. Right.
So like wearing like anklets was
that's insane. True.
Having really long hair, having colored
yeah. hair. No, you're really right. Although maybe I'm wrong, but I'm thinking, and I almost feel like at the time there was this prevalence of secret cults, quote unquote, in like Nigerian universities.
Actual secret cults.
So, like, there was a very visible, like, social problem that they could point to and everyone would, like, back it. And now, it's almost like there isn't one, like, major big problem. So now this is the one thing that we can condemn, like, women being free and open. I don't know.
Because now you can't connect it to anything, really. I mean, people connect it to feminism as if, like, feminism
people. That part.
Because people always do that, like all these feminists
yeah.
and watching people out. Like, no, I just send people to live free.
You actually made a good point. It probably is because there's been this rise in feminist like rhetoric in the country that then the pushback, consciously or unconsciously, is men talking about like, oh, women, you need to be more modest. Stop being a runs babe, blah, blah, blah.
Always in women.
Always. Like, stay out.
Yeah, the moment you can see women, like, loving themselves fully, liberating themselves, living full lives, you start shaking.
Yeah.
Because it shakes the fabric of society. Like, earlier today, I saw, like, a thing that was, what do you say? It was basically, like, stop living your life. Like, it's an audition to be someone's wife. And, like, so basically, even if you don't get married, like, you'll be fine. And if you have Twitter, if any of you guys have Twitter, HYH fam, you will see the very visceral reaction Nigerian men have when women encourage other women to not get married or to not have children. Because they know they will be losing if women wake up one day and say, actually, yeah, this marriage thing, I'm not doing it. This having kids thing, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, the...
Because who's going to take care of them?
Exactly. The very fabric of Nigerian culture down to the, like, the way the unit of our society runs, so the nuclear family, is built on the fact that women, you know, take care of men. You live your life. You're trained to audition, you know, for marriage, and then you get married, and then you spend the rest of your life continuing, you know, you spent maybe 27, 28 years auditioning, training, you know, marathon stuff. You're like learning to cook, doing all of all these things. And then you get into, you finally win the prize, quote unquote, you know, you get married. And instead of it to now become rest and enjoyment, you're doing the training all over again, like nonstop. Now for a man, maybe you have kids, you're doing it for the kids as well. Like, it's, there's no rest for Nigerian women. So you're definitely right. We raise women to audition, to train for that. And yeah. I guess feminism is dangerous to Nigerian society in that it like breaks that down completely. Which is why I love it. Love that for us.
My actual drug. And I think it also goes back to the audition for marriage thing, also goes back to that good girl, bad girl thing. You get, because a lot of times when people are living free lives and stuff like that, it's like, oh,
right,
so
this is how you're going to behave in your husband's like house.
Mm-hmm. This is how you're going to behave in your husband's house. When really, like,
no one cares. Also, I don't want the husband. Oh, like, yeah, if I want the husband, if he pisses me off, I'll chase him out of the house. Like, what? Not that big a deal.
Like, I don't actually even know if you
should. Honestly, like, do I want you in my space? Boundaries, man. Yeah. Social distancing.
I don't want to start unconsciously, like, picking up after you. But let's see, who else? You know what? Whiskey is on fast money.
Whiskey is on fast money, fast car. So he's on the table, yeah, actually.
He's on the table too. I feel like if I go into Olamide's own, like, I might find him, like, you know, obviously it's Olamide, so I'll find him being in
the person who I expect, but I can't think of anything right now, is actually Two-Face. Like, he has such a huge discography that you would expect that there should be something.
Two-Face, minding women's business. If love is a crime, he was like, something about, I can't believe she's still a virgin.
Oh my God, really? No, I love that song.
She's waiting for the right time, under the right ceiling with the right person.
Wow. Nah. I'm obsessed because I love that song. Every time I hear, if true love is a crime, then I'm willing to be wanted, I'm like, yes. Although, no, obviously, ew. But like,
although that's, no.
It's a lie, you know. He really did something there.
Oh, well, like, cheating on Annie Dibia. That's another idea. But yeah, Two-Face is definitely, if we go through his, like, thing properly,
he's probably there. Really, like, he has enough songs that there probably are one or two.
Davido, I feel like he probably has something.
Yeah, maybe not like a full song like Bad Gang, but maybe a line or two here and there.
Because Davido really just likes to sing about, like, falling in love with people. That's literally where.
Yeah, and the money in his account. Those are the two things.
Yeah. He makes music for outside.
I want to be outside.
Actually,
can we talk about how 2020 and now 2021 prevented me from fully living my Bad Gang life, and I'm obsessed.
Oh yeah, like 110%. Like, I'm not going to obviously put my inside life out on this podcast.
I'm dead.
But yes, it fully prevented me. It was very distressing.
And honestly, I can't wait. I will re-enter Bad Gang society in vengeance. Fowls and Ademota are going to come and look for me. They will hear of me.
You know who I want to look for me is, I want World to sing about me.
I'm yelling, kind of that would be that, so good.
Because World seems like I don't think World stays in women's business, but the way he sings about like a woman he likes, it's almost like he's intoxicated by her. Like, he's literally
Yeah, no, definitely. It sounds like drugs.
And that's my drug. I love things.
It sounds like drugs.
My people, that's my content. Fireboy said, I'm falling. You're falling.
I'm yelling. What was the thing he said about, is it Tattoo where he's like, something about being, oh no, is it the one where he says, I want to be inside you or beside you,
yeah,
or something?
Beside, maybe inside.
I'm like,
you.
Sir!
Iconic. I'm actually going to analyze that song on this point.
It
because
deserves.
Fireboy
it deserves.
Son. I did Amola is my first child. Actually, no, he's my second child. Oscar's my
Oh my
first
God.
Child.
Also, you should absolutely do an Omalay one. Maybe Bad Influence or something. Yes. Can we speak on that? He's wild. These men are out
I
here
also
being
like
explicit.
That. The newer age boys are, I think, let me not speak out of turn. Let me actually go and explore their music from me. But they're less likely to do this very false and
probably, yeah. I
They are very much like, yes, be a bad girl.
Yes, bad I girl. Want you to be a bad girl so we can be bad together. Yeah. I agree with that.
I think that's very much their energy.
Which is nice.
Who else stays in women's business? Who makes music in Nigeria?
Oh my God, Flavor stays in women's business so much. Like, and I think a lot of people don't realize it because it's usually on his albums, like maybe the deep cut songs or like the skits that are in Igbo. So if you don't understand Igbo, then you wouldn't like realize that that's you what he's saying. But oh my God, he's always talking about Ron's girls. And I love Flavor. Anyone who knows me knows I love Flavor. I love his music. But like, sir, rest. Take a break. Go on vacation from this.
I literally thought Flavor was just making like wedding music.
No,
like,
trust me, he's not.
Trustable women.
It's so funny because more of Flavor's music is actually sexual or like speaking about Ron's girls. Not necessarily in as bad a light as Fowls and Ajebota, but more of his songs are about that. But then you have the Golibe and Adada that will like blow up and then everybody thinks he's singing about love.
But that's his brand
name. No, that's not his bag at all. Flavor is filthy.
I mean, have you seen him with his waist?
It's expected.
I think we all knew that. How can somebody have kids with two, like, back-to-back most beautiful girls in Nigeria?
I mean, I understand. He's light-skinned, though, so maybe not. But I understand for them. I get it.
I'm so finished. I feel like I almost have to, like, open my Spotify
to scroll through who Nigerian artists are. Fair enough.
I don't really think Adekunle Gold.
Yeah, I don't think so, actually.
All he used to sing about that time was when he used to pretend he was single.
I'm dead. I think Adekunle Gold, I like his discography because it's very much just like in my business, maybe life, like Ire or like love, him being in love with Simi. Like, it's not, like, he's not doing too much. He's not out here.
Naramali is definitely.
Absolutely. And this is from someone who doesn't even listen to his music. I don't know what the things he says means, but I'm sure he's in women's business. Did you just say I love you, please?
Marco has held me up through 2020 into 2020. Anytime life is, you know where people go and start playing like oceans by
Hillsong. Ah, that's my jam. That's my jam.
That's the way people do that. I go and when Naramali tells me Malo Phobia one, like yes.
I'm actually screaming. I feel like I've listened to that song only one time.
I think that song was like my seventh most played song or something. Like,
I'm really, yelling.
It lifts me up.
Wow. I mean, that's a good thing, I guess. You know.
That's my older cousin in my
I'm
head.
Dead.
He lifts me up. Thank you. Lokesh
was absolutely in women's business. Oh, yes. Wasn't he the one that sang Teso Jue? Is that him?
No, that was Remini.
Oh, that no, then he has a then he has one.
I know in
Efe Joko, was that the one? Maybe.
Where he's like, you're wearing bomb shirts. I'll tell Pastor you're wearing bomb shirts. He was definitely.
I'm screaming.
See, this is what my brain stores instead of like the active things I need in my life. Like, look.
I mean, this is why we come to have you heard. This is it. For all our music needs. At have you heard _HYH on Instagram. More of this.
What? This sounds like when they're like, I rock him.
I'm dead. That was such a staple.
Who was under MI? Jesse Jags. I don't know if Jesse stays in.
Yeah, I don't know. Ice Prince.
Mm.
Does Ron Town stay in women's business? I don't feel like that, but I don't know.
I know like four Ron
Town. I feel like I know his songs, but I don't know the lyrics to his songs, so I can't think of like.
I literally just know like Mad Over You, If It Happened for Legal.
I don't know that song. What?
I literally only found that song. Like,
do you know, I think he has my favorite Wizkid collaboration song. Big Up to Kampala, I think, is like such a masterpiece. This has nothing to do with it. Like, what we're talking about.
I feel like I listened to that once and I was just like, I feel like any Yoruba man that sings is probably a woman.
Probably. I mean, any Nigerian man, really, but then they're probably exceptions.
It's
their work. It's
funny. Like, Banky W.
He has the energy. I can't think of any particular song, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
It sure me die, as the Twitter people will say, that Banky.
I think I'm actually going to reactivate my Twitter.
I'm yelling, come back. It's not like anything is happening there though, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, why am I really now coming back?
There's nothing there.
Yeah, I was probably a woman.
Maybe not. He was very lovey-dovey.
Let me not actually fault him. I don't think
he was either in love or in lust at any given time.
Roche Femi was in women's
business. Where did he go? I haven't, like,
I don't know, but he was fully in women's
absolutely
business.
Absolutely.
What's that song where he's telling you to like wash plates and cook?
What?
I think it's Igbeya.
The audacity. Can you imagine?
Reminisce was probably in women's business, but I love him still.
He can get it.
Don Jazzy and Wande Cole them.
I don't know.
Wande Cole, women's business?
I actually don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
Where people in women's business? I can't think of it, except the time when
they were
like
crying about women,
they,
but I don't know
with their girlfriend slept with their friend. That's the only thing I can think of.
Words
of and then they were crying. Fair enough.
P-Square in women's business. Probably. I mean, I'll say the.
Do you think Brenna is in Brenna women's boy business?
Literally,
I can't think of anything, actually.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I guess Sarkozy.
I mean, I don't be knowing what he's be rapping in streets. So
yeah, I don't know what he's saying. Yeah, so I actually can't.
I can't even judge that.
Need to see.
I don't remember him being in women's business, but maybe a song or two. Ikechukwu seems like he would be in women's business, but I can't think of a particular song.
Ikechukwu got like one.
I can't think of anything, but he has the energy.
I feel like Mr. C had a song where he was like, something, she was good enough to be a wife.
That's Share My Blessings.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have to discuss that song. Because basically, he talks about how his best friend, I guess he could have told her he liked her if she didn't die.
We'll get to that another day. I can't be stressed by him right now. I feel like literally those are all the people making music. I'm scrolling through like my Spotify and they just keep coming back up.
It's Mr. Izzy in women's business. Did we talk about him already?
Death Yourself. Mr. Izzy and
Fall. Oh, yes. I forgot that song existed.
I think they said the same, but except theirs was like a bit, you know, it came out later. So like the stuff they were saying was a bit more like they're talking about people like sniffing and like doing like hard drugs, like actual hard drugs. I feel like they said something about not wearing underwear there also. I don't know what the obsession with that is, but
sometimes you need air.
I feel like they literally say, you know, they wear bra, you know, they wear pants. I'll come back, I'll let you guys know in the
I'm actually,
but yeah, those are the new guys. Timaya is probably in women's.
Yeah, he seems like he's probably had.
Fino might be just based off being like
Fino. Let me think. I can't think of a particular song. But based on my friends Olamide and Flavor, and being an Igbo man, it should be. But I can't think of a song in particular right now.
Yeah. So I guess that's about it. Any last thoughts? Any comments? I think this will probably be the longest pod so far.
I'm actually screaming. last words. Okay, so basically, all I want to say is people be bad. Bad gang is where it's at. Come over to the dark side. Yeah.
I thought just clock that, like S said at the start of the thing that she wasn't.
I don't recall.
That's also another thing S doesn't recall ever.
I don't recall that. Guys, I just say I don't know what L is talking about. I don't recall.
You literally categorically said okay.
I don't know. But yes, people, be bad. Don't be bad, but live your life to the fullest. We're all complex people.
Yeah. Do the things you want to do. I apologize. I live in a medical district. I don't know if you can hear that ambulance going in back. But I believe in living your full life, your full truth. as long as you're not bringing harm to yourself or others.
Mm-hmm.
Do anything you want to do as long as you're not bringing harm to yourself or others.
Yep. Oh, and follow Have You Heard on Instagram.
Yeah, do that.
And share this podcast episode like, with your friends, your family, your pastor, your imam,
also, like,
your doctor, everybody. Your
imam. After I just finished like insulting Baptist Church, somebody pastor will not come and listen.
Share it, retweet. I don't know what the things are, but
follow it also, because I realized on Spotify there are lots of Have You Heard. So if you don't actually follow this one, if you it will take you a while to find it. So also it's on Anchor for free. And it will be coming on Apple Podcasts soon. Well, by the time this drops, it should be on Apple.
Moving up in life. Multi-platform podcast. You heard it.
Shout out to Anchor for just everything. Thank
Shout
you.
Shout out to Anchor. Anchor people.
For making everything so easy.
We Thank see you. Thanks.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. This
has been so fun, Elle. Thank you so much for having me. Like, I told you this earlier, but when we're starting, I was so nervous. I was like, oh my god, what am I going to say? But then it was just very easy, very comfortable. So thank you for creating this space.
See you guys, call on the podcast. If we don't have banter like that, don't DM me and start saying what's
I'm yelling.
Because the worst thing ever is having someone on a podcast and like the banter is not flowy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, where do
we while we here.
But yeah, thanks guys for listening as always. Thanks for supporting. And you know, keep checking us out, I guess me out for content. And S is dancing here, but thank you so much.
Stay tuned. Also, you guys tell Elle to bring S back on the podcast. Yes, I want to do it again.
I don't understand. I mean, sorry, I don't get
I'm a celebrity, so like you have to like ask.
I don't know why this babe has chosen to make it seem like I am the one who restricts her from things. I have been begging. Let me just set timeline for you guys. It is now January 2021. I don't know when you guys will hear this. January 2021. I have been begging.
And no one asked for this.
Here. Shut up. I've been begging us to come on here since like November 2020. So please let it.
No one asked for this timeline.
Let the record show.
The people they ask for that.
It's not me holding her back from being on here. I don't know why she just chose to tell a bold faced lie. But anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
I should probably have a proper sign out one day, but bye.